Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today.
In other words, you can do it. So he believed in the power of the Lord to heal. But he doubted his willingness. So he still got his leprosy. Well, that means that you can believe in the power of the Lord. See, we hear people say that. They'll turn into prayer requests. Pray for me. Pray for my healing. Pray for the healing of my son. Pray for the healing of my daughter. Pray for the healing of my wife. Pray for the healing of my husband. Pray for the healing of my loved one. Pray for the healing of my friend. I believe God's able. But see, you believe that and stay like you are. See, that's not believing enough to get the job done.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, Son of Righteousness, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
I believe God wants to preserve us blameless. And I believe that's what Paul's saying here. In spirit, soul, and body unto the coming of Jesus, or if Jesus doesn't come, if we fulfill our days, I want to be able, like Paul, he said, I've finished my course. See, he knew he'd finished it. He didn't have anything else to do. I've kept the faith. Glory to God. I'm now ready. Brother, if he just said he's ready, but he said, I'm now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is in hand. Writing to Timothy. Remember him saying that? I'll tell you about me. If Jesus doesn't come before that day comes, I want to, when I come to the end of the way, and I believe I can, I believe I will. I want to be able to say, the time of my departure is at hand. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. I'm now ready to be offered. Glory to God. Let's have a shouting spell before I go here. Amen. Praise God. Oh, we fall so far short, don't we, what God has for us. But we haven't known what he had for us because it hasn't been widely preached like it should. Well, here, he's talking about the whole man should walk, rise up and walk in heaven's own light. Praise God. Amen. Spirit, soul, and body. Now, in this same fifth chapter of John's Gospel, that 14th verse, the same chapter, we find him telling the man to sin no more. To sin no more. You see, that's God's will revealed toward us, not only to remove all sin and disease, but lift us far above in the realm in which sin and disease operate, even unto the resurrection life of Christ. That's his will for us. Remember what he said here in Romans 8:2? The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Woo, did you wear your shouting clothes today? Did you hear that? See, that falls on deaf ears. But it shouldn't. The law of the Spirit of life. You know what you could do? You could put light in there in the place of life. Because in him was life and the life was the light. That's still talking about the Son, S-U-N, of righteousness. Hallelujah. Romans 8:2. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. What's the law of sin and death? If you don't keep my commandments, if you don't keep them, then these diseases will come on you. But thank God, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. That's sickness. And so he's saying to each one of us today, wilt thou be made whole? Now, not half whole. Not even 60%, not even 90%, but 100% whole. Spirit, soul, and body. Hallelujah to Jesus. Now then, let's go back here to this 8th chapter, Matthew. The beginning of this 8th chapter, when he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. That's the mountain where he preached a sermon on the mount, as we call it. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said unto him, see that thou tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. Now the first thing, as we look here, it's this individual case or personal testimony of the healing. It shows us the willingness of the Lord to heal. The willingness of the Son of Righteousness to shine in with healing under his wings. Hallelujah. Now, as you would read about this leper, now go on reading. When he's come to Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him. Then as you go on reading, when Jesus was coming to Peter's house, he saw his mother, Peter's mother-in-law, laid and sick of a fever, and he touched her hand, the fever left her. She arose and ministered unto them. You see, here's the leper. Here's the centurion who came on behalf of his servant. Here's Peter's mother-in-law. And so as we look at these different cases, because each one of them is different, you see the inexhaustible resources of God to reach any case, not just some. Hallelujah. He's able to meet the need in each case that is unreservedly placed in his hands. And so here this first, the leper. Now notice that this leper did believe something, all right. He believed in the power of the Lord to heal. Because he said, if thou wilt, thou canst. Make me whole, didn't he? I said, didn't he? In other words, you can do it. So he believed in the power of the Lord to heal. But he doubted his willingness. So he still got his leprosy. Well, that means that you can believe in the power of the Lord. See, we hear people say that. They'll turn into prayer requests. Pray for me. Pray for my healing. Pray for the healing of my son. Pray for the healing of my daughter. Pray for the healing of my wife. Pray for the healing of my husband. Pray for the healing of my loved one. Pray for the healing of my friend. I believe God's able. But see, you believe that and stay like you are. See, that's not believing enough to get the job done. Why don't we say, I believe he's willing? I think nearly everybody knows he's able. I don't think anybody, particularly people who are in Christendom, doubt his ability, his power. But that's where they're failing, and they're just simply flopping around, so to speak, in the quagmire of not knowing whether he's willing or not. He doubted his willingness. If thou wilt, thou canst make me whole. Lord, if thou wilt, Matthew 8:2, thou canst make me clean. Now remember who Jesus is. Jesus is the Son of Righteousness who has arisen with healing under his wings. Remember also that the Bible tells us that Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. And notice that he completes this man's faith, because he did have faith. He did believe he is able. He completes, he's the author, the finisher of our faith. He completes that man's faith by his I will. I will, be thou clean. And the result is his immediate healing. Now, do you want to know what God's will is in your case? You don't want to know what God's will is in your life? My friends, the Bible. See, you got to realize this leper man did not have a Bible. They had the scrolls in the synagogue and would read Moses and the prophets every Sabbath day, but in their homes nobody had the Bible or had the Word of God. Thank God we have. Oh, thank God for His great provision. I mean, we're at a greater advantage than they were. Friends, the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, is God's I will. To every seeker for full salvation of spirit, soul, and body. Hallelujah. Jesus, the Son of God, the Holy Son of God, hanging on the cross in agony and in blood, is God's I have delivered you, and this is what it cost me to deliver you. With His stripes, you were healed. That's His will. Hallelujah. Can you doubt His willingness? You know, to me, it's amazing. It's amazing how supposedly a sensible, supposedly an intelligent person would say, it might not be God's will to heal me. In the light of the Holy Scriptures. You wonder, have they read the Bible? No, what has happened is they've been fed on church tradition. I say it many times, they've been religiously brainwashed instead of New Testament taught. And you feel so sorry for them, in that they'll cling to tradition. Well, yeah, but now, Brother Hagin, I've had them tell me, now my church teaches this. What's that got to do with it?
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's CD, Godliness is Profitable. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD series entitled Because of Jesus. Last but not least is Lynette Hagin's book, entitled Along the Way, Building a Legacy that Changes Lives. All these items for the special price of $28. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. Rhema. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Hey, listen, we have fall intake in September and a spring intake in January.
Yes.
You can go to rbtc.org and find out all about it. And this year, starting this year, because of a law that was passed here in Oklahoma, state of Oklahoma, we can give associate degrees, mm-hmm. applied degrees, and bachelor ministerial degrees. These are not like a normal degree
yes.
that you would get from a normal university. These are a specialized degree called a ministerial degree.
That's right.
And so those are available, and all you got to do is go to rbtc.org and find out all about it.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, Son of Righteousness. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.